Thank you. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
I'd like to know the status of an installation, please.
Okay. What was your scheduled date?
Well, it was yesterday. You guys were supposed to come between 8 and 12. Your technician didn't show up until 4:30, which means a wasted day. And then he tells me I have the wrong kind of support bracket, which was really frustrating because when I made the initial appointment, I described exactly what kind of bracket I had, and the person I was talking to said, oh, that's perfect, no problem. So as a result, the technician was not able to install the air conditioner. So I would say this is the eighth call that I've made to you guys. I spoke to somebody last night who said they would email me or text me yesterday when there was a new schedule, and there isn't. So I'm asking you.
What's the first name? What's your first name?
My name is Stephen with a PH.
Your last name?
Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R.
What's your zip code?
11104.
Okay, give me 1 second while my system load this order for you.
All right. Do you have enough money on your card?
Yeah.
Well, I gave you the $3. Ask Mommy if she has any money in her wallet. Take the ones on the niche. They're from the car, the white ones. Okay?
Okay, just checking back in to let you know I'm still here. I'm just waiting for it to load.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and you're located at 48th Street, apartment F12, Sunnyside, New York. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Give me one moment. And I see that she was getting the air conditioner, and I see that the notes on your order. Give me one moment. Let me read the notes to see what's going on. Okay, so I see who you spoke with. You did speak with one of our agents on yesterday. They did send it over to our regional team and our home office team to get you approved for a date so that someone could come out on today. We haven't heard anything back from them yet, or scheduling someone to come out to your home on today. That's why you haven't received anything. But what I'm going to do is send another email over because this was sent on yesterday. and something should have been responded by now. So I'm going to send an email over regarding the same situation and letting them know that you expect that you want someone to come out on today to do your AC for you. Give me one moment, okay?
Sure, thank you.
And you also wanted to update that phone number as well, right?
Yes, it would be easier if you use the landline, the 718 number. Do you have that there?
Yeah, she notated that as well. But like our agent did do all of that for you. It's just that the person who over us haven't responded back to get you a time for today. So I'm going to send another email over. Give me one moment.
Okay, you know what? But the 718 number is a landline. It does not accept emails or texts. But the 917 number does. So why don't you just use the 917 number?
Okay, the email that I'm sending over will be to our team. It won't be to your phone number.
Right.
Number that you're going to receive to confirm your appointment time, we can call the landline number if you prefer that.
Well, as long as, yes, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just sent over an urgent message. I basically just told them the same thing that she told them on yesterday. It just this time I just sent it very urgent so that they can go ahead and look at the email and get something done with this and let you know what day they can get you scheduled for, if not today. And also I did confirm that you would like a confirmation call to that landline number instead of that 919 number.
Please, thank you. That'd be great.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you. You've been very helpful. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.